4. A closer look at nutrition labelling. Understanding nutrition claims.
Mr. Lee, are you going to teach us nutrition claims on food labels in this lesson?
Yes. There are three types of nutrition claims. Nutrient content claim, nutrient comparative claim, and nutrient function claim.
Of all of them, which one is the most common?
It should be the nutrient content claim. It describes the level of a particular nutrient contained in a food, such as high calcium, low fat, and sugar-free. Overall speaking, there are five categories of nutrient content claims, namely free claim, very low claim, source claim, and high claim. Words with similar meanings may be used as well.
Mr. Lee, can you explain more?
OK. Free claim means there is an insignificant amount of a particular nutrient found in the food, or none or hardly any of the nutrient is found in the food. For example, fat-free means there is not more than 0.5 grams of fat per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. Sugar-free means there is not more than 0.5 grams of sugars per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. A very low claim only applies to sodium. It means there is a very small amount of sodium found in the food, that is, not more than 40 milligrams of sodium per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. The low claim means there is a small amount of nutrient found in the food. For example, low fat means there is not more than 3 grams of fat per 100 grams of solid food. Low sugars means that there is not more than 5 grams of sugars per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food.
How do I differentiate between source and high claims?
Source claims mean that a significant amount of a particular nutrient is found in the food, or the food contains a useful amount of this nutrient. A high claim means that a very significant amount of a particular nutrient is found in the food, or the food contains a high amount of this nutrient. For example, source of calcium means there is not less than 60 milligrams of calcium per 100 millilitres of liquid food. High calcium means that there is not less than 120 milligrams of calcium per 100 millilitres of liquid food.
Then what is the difference between these high and low claims and nutrient comparative claim?
A nutrient content claim and nutrient comparative claim are both related to the contents of nutrients found in the food. However, nutrient comparative claim compares the nutrient levels of two or more similar food products. When there is a less claim, it means that the food contains considerably less of a particular nutrient when compared with a similar food. On the other hand, when there is a higher claim, it means that the food contains considerably more of a particular nutrient when compared with a similar food. If biscuit A is less in fat, it means that biscuit A contains at least 25% less fat than the regular version. Assuming each 100 grams of regular biscuits contain approximately 20 grams of fat, biscuit A at most contains 15 grams of fat.
Oh, I see what you mean. Then what does nutrient function claim mean?
Nutrient function claim describes the physiological role of a nutrient in growth, development, and normal functions of the body. For example, calcium builds strong bones. Nutrient function claim must fulfill several general principles, such as the claim must be supported by science and include the information about the physiological role of the claimed nutrient. In this case, the calcium content in the food should be included too.
From now on, I only need to read the nutrition claims on the food package to choose healthy food.
Not really. Nutrition claims should be used as a quick reference only. You should not focus only on the claimed nutrients. We should look at the nutrition label for detailed information on the overall nutritional profile of the food product for making healthy food choices. For instance, for products with a low-fat claim, you should also look at the sugars and sodium contents before you buy the food so that you can choose 3-low food.